Welcome back. Ready for the second half of basketball here on a Saturday afternoon from Ozark County as the Bears trail the Gainesville Bulldogs 27-19 as we start this third quarter.
Bears starters back on the floor.
Bears need to up the offensive game, and boy, it's been tough. It just looked like in that first half, they when Donnelly hit those four threes, they said, "Uh-oh, here we go again." And
wow,
Gainesville has the ball, and we are underway.
Donnelly brings it into the front court. He'll hand it off to Leaker. McGee, left side, looks underneath at Hambleton. Gives it to Leaker. Whistles blow away from the ball. 3 seconds in the lane called on the Bulldogs. So Gainesville turns it over, gives the Bears an opportunity to start the third quarter on a good foot here.
Don't see that 3 second call very often.
Bears working around the arc. Get it up to Brady James. Goes right side for Rogers. Jace at midcourt to Stewart. Bulldogs. Well defending the Bears. Here's Stewart for three up top. Aiden Stewart from downtown. And the Bears back to within five. Good way to start third quarter. McGee will walk it across midcourt. Bears in a 2-1-2. Fired back to Donnelly, right side for Leaker. Leaker clears it to McGee. McGee underneath, pass tip, and Wilbanks takes it away. Braxton being chased away to Brady James. Brady to Stewart. Stewart to Colby James up top, right side for Rogers. Bulldogs also in a 2-1-2. Colby drives in, four jerseys around him. Won't go, rebound tipped out of bounds off Wilbanks. And it's Bulldog ball. That's where you got to kick.
You got to pass that out. You can't.
Four guys around.
Yeah, there were four.
That means there were at least a few open guys wearing maroon. Donnelly into the front court. He'll have it right side for Luna. Get it to Leaker. His pass tipped. Brady James comes away with it. Brady, 2-on-1 with his brother, and Colby with the finish. Bears on a 5-0 run to start the third quarter. Pulled it within three. 7-24, Gainesville, 6:15 to go in the third. Leaker on the right side, into the corner. Three ball is good by McGee. McGee from the corner, and Bulldogs back in front by 6, 30-24. Stewart up top, Brady James, top of the key. He'll give it to Rogers, one arms it up to Wilbanks, fakes the three, he'll give it to Brady. Brady. Lob it into the corner for Stewart. Wilbanks has it go through his hands, but Stewart's there to bail him out. Aiden up top to Colby at midcourt. Colby one-on-one with Donnelly. Leaves it for Brady. Three ball is off the mark and all kinds of contact after the shot, but no whistle. And the Bulldogs come away with the rebound. Gainesville leads by six. 5:20 to go third quarter. Donnelly into the corner for Luna. Going to go baseline and throws it out of bounds. It's the second time he's done that for the Bulldogs. Hunter Luna, the junior. It'll be bare ball, trailing by six. Colby James brings it across midcourt. Rogers hands it to Colby. Looks underneath. There's Stewart up top to Wilbanks. One-on-one with Hambleton, forces one up, won't go. Colby with the rebound, and he's fouled. The reach and foul on the Bulldogs. Bears will take it on the baseline.
Maybe on Donnelly. Looks like it was on number 10. Nope, it is not. It's on Leaker. Second foul on Leaker.
That was on the... Yeah, they started to give it to Gainesville. You know, good thing they've got three officials here. We've had several miscommunications, but that's bare ball.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to give it to Gainesville.
They don't seem to be on the same page.
No. Rogers will inbound, bounces to Colby in the corner, takes the screen, gives it back to Wilbanks, racks into the basket, lays it up and in. Good execution that time for the Bears. Back to within four. Donnelly across the court. To the left side. In the corner, McGee back to Donnelly. Gives it back to McGee. He'll pop a three. It's short. Rebound comes out long. Colby's got it. with faith. Colby to the basket, lays it up and in. Bears to within two. Different than last night. Willow showing some spark here in the third quarter, trying to mount a comeback. Here's a three by Donley. No good. Rebound. Bodies collide underneath. And it's going to be bare ball. These guys really, they're not blowing a whistle underneath the basket at all.
I'm not calling anyway.
Either way,
it's got to be obvious on either team. Yeah, it's not one-sided.
No. Really commit a foul to get a whistle. Colby, up top, hands it to Brady. Brady to Rogers. Rogers gets loose, leaves it for Colby. Colby, free throw line, first short. Rebound underneath by the Bulldogs. Yee runs it into the front court. Lobs to Donley. Donley's pass taken away by Stewart, but he gets it back. Shovel pass to Hamilton. Hamilton one-on-one with Philbank. Straight block by Braxton. That was a dangerous play. Braxton playing with three fouls. Stewart on the right side. He'll hand it back to Rogers. Jason couldn't pull the trigger on a three. He'll bring it up top of the key. Brady James, left side for Stewart. Stewart up top to Brady. Brady is fouled, and the Bears will take that down. Colby makes the three-pointer on the end of that play, but
don't count.
We'll take it out of bounds. Still nice to see the Bears hitting three-pointers.
Yeah. What's the foul on?
Gainesville will be a reach-in foul on 24.
Okay.
Stewart up top to Colby near the logo. Back to Brady in the corner for three. It's well defended. Rebound tipped, loose, and saved by the Bulldogs. Luna ahead to McGee. McGee will walk it across the top line. 3:10 left to go third quarter. Bulldogs leading 30-28. A low scoring affair here in Ozark County. Bulldogs working around the arc. Here's McGee, open three. No good off the back of the rim. Stewart skies for the rebound. He's tied up and fouled by Hamilton. And it'll be bare ball. Length of the floor to go. Didn't see a lot of contact, honestly, that time from Hamilton. I thought going to call a quick jump, but they'll get him for his first.
Two fouls. He had a foul earlier.
I think they may change that. We're going to go with you.
Anyway.
Two fouls. Colby into the front court. 2:50 to go third quarter. For Rogers up top. Takes the screen to the right side. Now Brady James trying to go baseline. He's got all kinds of white jerseys in front of him. Rogers pulls back for three. No good. Brady with the long rebound. Hands it to Colby. Colby spins it up top. Wilbank wants the three. Fakes Hamilton out. Goes to the rack, but left it short. And now Colby takes the rebound, lays it up and in, and we're tied at 30. And Coach Randolph wants a timeout for the Bulldogs. The Bears show some life. And with 2:23 to go in the third quarter, we're tied 30 apiece. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
2:23 left to go in the third quarter, and it's 30-30. All tied up, 30-30, Bears and Bulldogs here at Gainesville on a Saturday afternoon. Gainesville with the ball as we head back to action.
Bears about to score the Bulldogs 11-3 here in the third quarter. Tied it up at 30. Bulldogs with the ball looking to regain the lead. McGee in the corner. He'll lob it back up top. Here comes a three by Hewitt. No good. Rims out. Luna with the rebound. Puts it up. Missed it. There's Hamilton with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Wilbank wisely didn't pick up a foul there. And Gainesville back in front by two. Wilbank up top. He will fire a three this time. And it's good. Braxton Wilbank for three. And Willow with their first lead in a long, long time. 33-32. They did lead 10-0 to start this game if you're joining us late. But that didn't last very long. Bulldogs working around the arc. They'll lob it to the baseline. Hamilton underneath puts it up and in. 34-33. Bulldogs by one. Minute 20 to go third quarter. Colby across the timeline. Bulldogs have switched to a man defense here. Braxton up top, right side, get it into Brady, wide open lane, he's fouled by Luna. And Brady James will head to the line shooting two for the Bears. That's the fifth team foul this quarter.
I think so.
Four? Either way, it won't matter. Brady's going to shoot two. First one is up and good.
It's Luna's second foul. They only list four team fouls up there. So
well, the next one would be the fifth, and Brady will try to make the back end of this and give the Bears back the lead. And he does. 35-34, Willow. 1:09 to go third quarter. Bulldogs bring it into the front court. They go left side to Leaker. Leaker at the free throw line into Hamilton. Hamilton over Wilbank puts it up and in. And Hamilton knows Wilbank is trying to avoid that fourth foul.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it. Bulldogs back in front, 36-35, 45 seconds to go third quarter. Rogers on the left side, up top to Wilbank. Right side for Colby. Checks underneath, gives it to Stewart. Now Braxton, bounce it to Colby. Colby, jumper, left side, good. Over a couple of defenders. And Willow back in front, 37-36. Back and forth we go. 25 seconds to go in the third. McGee across the timeline, into the corner. They'll find Hamilton on the baseline. Hamilton's trapped, in trouble. Lobs it back. McGee, open three. And it's in and out. Rebound tip. Saved by Leaker. Gives it to Donley. Donley. Back to Leaker up top. Pass tip. Stolen by Colby to the basket. Layup is good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Colby James with a great play to finish off the third. And Willow heads to the fourth quarter with a three-point lead. 39-36. We'll be back for the fourth quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Fourth quarter getting underway. Things have changed in the last quarter. Bears trail by eight at the half. They're up by three now, 39-36. And the Bears have the ball to start the fourth quarter. And we're underway, Marty.
Colby James will bring it across midcourt for Will. Colby with a sensational play to end the third quarter. A steal and a layup as time expired. Willow will try to build on that. Brady James up top to Wilbank, right side for Colby. He'll wait for Stewart up top. Wilbank checks underneath. Brady up top to Stewart. Bears working around the arc, looking for somebody to cut and get open underneath. Bears want some high percentage shots. Rogers, right side. Up top, left side, Wilbank. Head fake, give it Colby. Colby to the free throw line, backed off, gives it to Wilbank. The Bears playing smart here. The Bulldogs back in that zone defense. Willow's got a little lead and want to get a good shot. Wilbank, top of the key pivot, sits back to Colby at the logo. The Bears have ran a minute of clock to start the fourth quarter. Much of the first half reminded the Bears of Mountain Grove. The third quarter, much different. Stewart open three, won't go. Rebound Leaker for the Bulldogs. Bears outscoring Gainesville 20-9 in the third quarter. Donley open three up top. Barry, Bears left him open. He hit four in the first quarter. Hasn't hit one since.
But
that
he did.
That was a big one. And we're tied at 39. 6:30 left to play. Colby into the front court. To Wilbank. Wilbank. Pivot. Gives it to Rogers. Rogers to the left side. Jace underhand. Scoop shot goes down.
What a move by Rogers.
The first against point. McGee, who's done a really good job against Rogers.
First points Rogers has had since the first quarter.
McGee, great player for the Bulldogs, and he's defended Rogers really well today. Here's Leaker on the baseline. Throws it into the corner up top. McGee is wide open for three. Rims out. Rebound underneath, though, by Leaker, and he puts it up and in.
Or Hewitt, rather, with the putback for the Bulldogs.
41 all. 5:50 left to play. Colby into the front court. Bounces to Wilbank. The free throw line. He pivots it back to Rogers. Rogers looking for a screen. He takes off in the paint. Forces one up. Nobody fouled, and Rogers will go to the line shooting two for the Bears and a chance to give Willow back a lead.
This foul will be on Leaker, his third, first team foul of the quarter.
Rogers' free throw is short.
Off the front of the rim.
Both these teams played ball last night, so quick turnaround for both clubs. Second free throw is good. And Willow on top, 42-41. 5.5 minutes left to play. Donley will walk it across midcourt. Throws it to Leaker. Leaker, pass tip, stolen by Colby. One-on-one against Donley. Layup is good. Donley couldn't catch him once he had the steal. And again, it's Colby with a steal and a layup. Those are high percentage shots. 44-41, Willow by three. 3-2 zone for the Bears. Hewitt picks up his dribble, gives it to McGee at midcourt. He'll lob it back to Hewitt. Underneath, Hamilton up top. Donley open three. No good. Rebound Hamilton underneath. He stood up and fouled by Colby, I believe. And the Bulldogs will take it out of bounds. Are we going to shoot?
No, I say we're shooting.
Okay. Hamilton trying to go up with the ball, and he'll go to the line shooting two. Just the second foul on Colby. Hamilton's free throw is good.
Hamilton's a good, solid inside player for
the
Kingsville Bulldogs.
Second free throw is good. 1-point lead for Willow, 44-43, 5 minutes to play here in Ozark County. Colby crosses midcourt, lobs it to Wilbanks. Braxton pivots. There's Colby, takes off, gets to the baseline, but before that, a foul.
I think they got fouled by Donley, I think.
Yep, hand check on Donley. And Willow will take it out of bounds on the sideline.
Second team foul of the quarter on Gainesville.
Stewart will inbound, and the Bear bench. Gainesville has a gym that the bench is right on the sideline.
Yeah, a little close to the stage
here.
Got
to move down in order to make this inbound happen. Stewart looking that way, but he'll give it to Colby James. Colby will bring it across midcourt. Second foul on Gainesville this quarter. Willow with one. Wilbanks up top. Colby James on the right side. Colby holds it above his head. Gives it to Stewart to Wilbanks. Wilbanks up top. Rogers gets to the free throw line. Very in pass to Stewart on the right wing. Aiden takes a couple of dribbles. In traffic, in trouble, and a timeout by Coach Forrest. Probably a good timeout. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Willow leading Gainesville 44-43. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
4:18 left to go in the ball game. It's a tight one here in Gainesville. As Bears from Willow lead by a single point, 44-43. Bears have the ball after the timeout.
Brady James will inbound, bounce it into the backcourt for Colby. Bears will set things up, leading by one. Colby bounces to Rogers at the free throw line. Jace tied up, sandwiched, and a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be their third team foul. That could come into play late in this game. It's a close one. Bulldogs have led by as many as 12. Bears lost by 10 early, very, very early. Rogers lobs it out into open space, and Brady James wisely letting it get beyond the midcourt stripe before he picked it up, and that way it didn't go backcourt. Colby to Rogers, left side for Stewart. Up top, Jace, long three, no good. Rebound underneath, Colby had it, puts it up, and in. Somehow managed to not trip under the pile of bodies and gets the shot to fall. 46-43, Willow by three. Donley, left side, Leaker to the basket. Layup is good. Grant Leaker creating there. Back to a one-point game. Colby at the logo. Dribbles to the right side. He'll bounce it to Wilbanks. Wilbanks to James. Colby. Lob it underneath. Wilbanks with a catch. Right block. Put it up. Nobody fouled. Wilbanks will go to the line shooting two for the Bears. And now every foul on the Bulldogs will send the Bears to the line for the last 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
Yeah, the foul situation is starting to mount for the Gainesville Bulldogs. That's the third foul on Hamilton.
Wilbanks at the line. Takes a deep breath. Free throw is good. Took a high bounce off the back
sure
of the rim and goes through. Braxton's done a good job. He picked up those three fouls, and he's been doing a nice job of not picking up that fourth here in the second half. Second free throw good. Made them both. 48-45. Hello. By three. Just over 3 minutes to play. Donnelly across midcourt, and a timeout by Coach Randolph and the Bulldogs. Take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
3 minutes and 9 seconds left to go in regulation here at Gainesville on a makeup game on a Saturday afternoon. Kind of a rare time to do Bear Basketball unless it's a tournament, but a makeup game from back in January and senior day for the Gainesville Bulldogs. They honored their seniors before the game today. Bears have a 3-point lead right now, 48-45. The Gainesville has the ball.
They're trying desperately to hold on and break this little losing skid they've been on and really kind of snap out of things. It'll be a nice momentum builder going into next week, finishing off the SBA and the regular season schedule with Kabul at home on Tuesday and then going to Houston on Friday before district. Bulldogs with the ball. Bears leading by three. Bears come with a little half-court press, and it nearly worked. Bulldogs get it away into the corner for Donnelly, lobs it back out to McGee. Donnelly in the corner, lobs it to Hamilton. Hamilton on the baseline, puts it up and in. Hamilton's the answer when they need a basket.
Yeah, he is.
48-47, Willow. 2:40 left to play. Wilbank up top to Brady James. Brady throw it on the right side. Eight tries to go baseline, pass cut off. They'll give it to Wilbank. Back to Stewart. Aiden for three. Got it. I don't think that's what Coach Forrest had in mind, but when it works, you take it. And Willow leads by four. Coach Forrest smiling about it now. McGee into the corner to Hewitt. Up top to Leaker. Leaker at the free throw line. Back to Donnelly. Open three. No good. Rebound underneath and a foul going to be called on Rogers. And Gainesville will take it on the baseline with 2 minutes left to play. Willow leading 51-47.
Only the second team foul this quarter on the Bears.
Luna will come in for Hewitt. McGee will inbound for the Bulldogs. Watch Hamilton. McGee lobs it out to Leaker. Into the corner, back to McGee, up top to Donnelly. McGee to Hamilton on the baseline, throws it into traffic in the corner. Leaker makes a move, doesn't pull the trigger. They lob it underneath and taken away by Wilbank. Wilbank with the steal. Bears with a 3-on-2, but Gainesville closed quickly. Rogers pulls it back and hands it off to Colby. Good move there with Willow in possession lead, 90 seconds left to play. Wilbank stepped off. Wilbank. Hamilton comes out to guard him, finds Rogers. Jace tries to go baseline, and he's fouled by Luna. And Rogers will go shoot two for the Bears. That's a shooting foul.
They're all shooting fouls from now on for the Bears. Anytime the Bears are fouled. Put Jace at the line. He's 1 for 2 from the free throw line.
Another odd game for the Bears. They shot off to a 10-0 lead. Gainesville outscored them badly from there on, really, in the first half. It led 27-19 at the half. But then a good third quarter by the Bears has put them in a position to potentially win this game, leading 52-47 as Rogers makes his first free throw.
Some substitutions by Gainesville.
Probably going to go offense for defense here a little bit with a minute 25 left to play. Rogers' second free throw is no good. In and out. 5-point lead for the Bears. Minute 20 to play. Lots of time. Leaker up top to Donnelly. Donnelly bounce pass, gets it right back, pulls the trigger on a long three. It's off the mark. Rebound tip. Stewart has it on the baseline. Hayden ahead to Rogers. Jace runs it down the other way, gives it to Colby. Colby. McGee trying actively to get a steal or a foul, and there's the whistle. And Colby James will go to the line and shoot two for the Bears with 59 seconds to play. 5-point lead for Willow.
Seems to be if they can get this two-possession lead, Bears might be in a position to make the free throws here and maybe come out with a win.
Free throw is good.
I'm saying maybe.
That makes it six, so if you get seven, that's a three-possession game under a minute to go and feel decent about that. So Gainesville will take time out to try to ice Colby a little bit with a minute to play. We'll come back in 30 seconds from Gainesville. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Still lots of time left in this one. The clock is under a minute, but barely. And the Bears' lead is six. Colby James is at the line for his second free throw. He made the first one to make it a six-point lead. Now the seven-point lead makes it a three-possession game and a little bit different.
Bears trying to pick up their 10th win of the season. They've been stuck on nine, feels like, for a long time. Bears had nine wins a year ago, and we get to notch that 10th one, and this is a tough environment to try to do it.
Oh, my.
Colby with free throw number two here. It is up, and it is good. Nothing but net for the sophomore. Willow leads by seven. 56 seconds to play. McGee across the timeline. Bears in their 3-2 zone. Leaker to the left side. Gives it to McGee. He'll pop a three. It's short. Rebound underneath is taken away by Colby James. Colby running away from defenders. There's the foul with 40 seconds left to play. And Colby will go to the line and shoot some more free throws.
40 seconds left now. Well, that took about 18 seconds off the clock.
Really good to see the Bears respond the way they did in the second half.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was sorely needed.
Free throw was good. They were outscored 27-9 in that first half after that 10-0 run.
Yeah.
Second free throw good. Colby's ice. The Bears push their lead up to 9.
There we go.
Gainesville for 3. Got it. Big 3 by McGee with 30 seconds to go. Gainesville trying to hang around. They did a 2-possession game, 56-50 timeout. Bulldogs. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
Well, we've taken off about 10 seconds since the last time we took a break. It's down to 31.7 seconds left to go in ball game. Bears now have a 6-point lead instead of 7 with that tray by McGee. 56-50 our score. Bears will have the ball, length of the floor to go, and pressed by Gainesville.
Brady James will trigger the inbound. Brady gets it to Colby. Colby fouls. 30 seconds. Colby will go shoot some more free throws.
Got to make your free throws.
Colby's had a good afternoon. He's going to continue to rack up the points.
He has. That's a brag on Colby a little bit. I've kind of been down on him a little bit, I guess. But he has had since that first half, this second half. He's really played a good game and kind of keyed the Bears here.
Free throw was good. That makes it, again, a three-possession game as the Bears go up by 7. Second free throw is good. 8-point lead for Willow. 30 seconds to play. Donnelly crosses midcourt to McGee. McGee up top. His pass tipped back to him by Colby. Bulldogs having a hard time. There's Colby with another steal. Laughing as he does it. He is excited to get this victory.
They're going to let him have it.
And the Bears are going to take this one. They're just going to let him have it.
Going to let him dribble it out.
Let the clock run down with 5 seconds to go. Gainesville will head to the bench, and the Bears get the win. 58-50 is the final. Willow gets win number 10. They come back to do it. Knock off the Gainesville Bulldogs. Go back and talk to Coach Forrest in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Gainesville, the Bears come in on senior night in Gainesville and come away with a big win, 58-50. Get their 10th win of the season, joined by Coach Forrest, and I know it's been a tough week, and the Bears really have struggled, and we'll just kind of go through this game a little bit. It looked like in the first 3 minutes that things, all the problems had been solved. Bears on a 10-0 run, things look great, and then here come the Bulldogs, and they build up, if not for a great play by Colby there at the end of the half. Would have had a 10-point lead going into the locker room at halftime, and you start thinking, well, here we go again, because this is almost a carbon copy of what happened last night.
Yeah,
against Mountain Grove. But the second half, your team came out with just a different demeanor, and then Colby really led the charge, but it showed some moxie in the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, I probably the most fired up I've been at halftime. I'm trying to, you know, my predecessor, Coach Wilson, you know, he had a little intensity, and I try to be positive. I tell you what, I may have lost my crap at halftime today and just challenged the boys and said, you know, listen, guys, if you want me to come and you want me to pat you on the back and say, hey, you know, let's just enjoy it, I said, I'm done. I said, you know, let's stop challenging them. I said, it's going to take every one of you. It's going to take somebody to step up. And, hey, you know, Colby stands out because he just kind of took over defensively in the second half. But we played really good as a team in the second half. We got some big rebounds. Aiden Stewart hit the biggest shot of his life.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
You know, and
and probably not what you really wanted.
No,
there,
no. And
it turned out fantastic.
It was kind of like, whoa, and then it went in.
Yeah.
But, hey, we executed. And they're 16-10 for a reason. You know, I know they're one of their better players is out, got hurt. But, you know, hey, they've beaten Mountain Grove, Sparta, you know, and to come here, I'm from Norwood, so I know what it's like to come play at Gainesville. It's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's a tough place to play.
And we came in here and we got a win on their senior day. And I'm going to tell you right now, our boys, for what they've been through, and I was kind of questioning it last night, like, man, are we going to, you know, are we going to be able to get positive? And, hey, they showed up in the second half today and just freaking played.
It did feel like that game where it was kind of tilting, like, okay, here's how the rest of the season's going to play out, or we can get things together and make a little run here for our last week of the regular season and then into district.
Yeah, you know, and that big win. That's a big. I can't stress enough how big a win this is for us today. And hopefully, we build that momentum. And we got two games left. And you know, get to double digits is a big deal. You know, we won 9 last year to move up one, and got 2 winnable games left. But you know, Kabul beat them too here. So I mean, I don't think that Tuesday is just going to be a battle. You know,
sure.
They're going to be physical. They start 5 seniors. But I couldn't be more proud of my guys to come down here on a Saturday afternoon. Drive the crookedest road in Southwest Missouri. After you played last night and got your tail whipped, and get up here and come down here and play a 1 o'clock game, and they came and they did it, and they did a good job. So tickled and proud for them. So it's going to make the weekend a whole lot better. I think my wife and kids will probably be a lot happier with me the rest of the weekend.
Sounds good.
Yeah, go Chiefs.
Happy bus ride home.
Yeah, go Chiefs. Yeah,
go Chiefs and go Bears. Next Tuesday, we'll talk to Coach Forrest again, and again that'll be the final home game of the year for the Bears as they take on the Kabul Bulldogs on Tuesday night. But a lot of relief from the coach, and
yeah,
man, the players, that was really fun to see. Colby and a bunch of the other ones just smiling, and you could just feel that weight kind of come off their shoulders. Picking up that win did them a lot of good today.
Colby James has to be the player of the game. You know, he really came through there in that second half.
With his defense. I mean, offense.
How many turnovers did he create on his own? I know right there at the end of the first half, he was responsible for that steal that got the Bears 2 points there that they only had 3 up until that point. So, good afternoon for all the Bears, but Colby James will highlight him a little bit. He led the Bears in scoring with 29 and was down the stretch, when you got to make your free throws, he was 6 for 6. So that's
clutch.
That's clutch. That's what you got to do. Only Bear in double figures was Colby. Rogers had 9, and then Wilbanks with 7. Brady James with 7. And Stewart with 6. He had a couple of big threes, too, that helped the Bears out somewhat. Only 6 turnovers in the ball game for the Bears. And turning over to the Gainesville side of the ledger, they had 2 players in double figures. Hambleton, he got a lot of inside shots and made 21 points for the night. 15 for Donnelly. He had 5 threes, and that was the scoring double figure-wise for the Gainesville Bulldogs. Then McGee had 8, 2 for Hewitt, and 2 for Leaker. And that was the scoring for Gainesville. They turned the ball over 18 times in the ball game, but on the other side of the ledger, they had 19 rebounds compared to the Bears' 10, and the Bears only turned the ball over 6 times, so that kind of all balanced out. But anyway, good game for the Bears, and after coming back from an 8-point deficit at halftime to win the game.
quality win this afternoon for the Bears. They move to 10-14 on the season. Gainesville falls to 15-7 on the year. Next action for the Bears will be Tuesday night. Little Bulldogs will be in town. It'll be senior night, and we'll have all the action for you here on KUKU. For Curtis, back station for Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good afternoon from Gainesville.